From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
The 25th anniversary, can you believe this, of Friends is upon us this September. The folks at Frontier Communications are doing
what has happened to all the time.
I know, right? Frontier Communications wants to know how much you love Friends, and they're willing to put their money where their mouth is to prove it. They are now taking submissions for real Friends fanatics on the website. They're going to pick one person who has to binge watch 25 hours of Friends episodes.
Okay.
I think they're all on Netflix. That's basically 60 episodes, according to Frontier. And they will award them $1,000. $1,000 for doing so.
How do they know you've done it?
Well, you have to live tweet while you're watching it. So you got to have a tweet, and you got to hashtag them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this, I don't know if they're going to like let everybody do this and then award at the end, or whether they're going to pick the person before. But they got to do it by September 22nd, which is the 25th anniversary of the premiere of Friends.
So you have to stay up for 24 hours?
Well, I don't know. You've got between, I think you can actually kind of do it at your leisure, 60 hours worth of, you know, whatever. But there's an application, and one of the questions is, who do you think was right about the break, Rachel or Ross, and why?
Hey,
Must be a minimum of 100
words. I could
do
it.
Well, you should do it. You should do it. You don't have Frontier Communications.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
Do I? I'm out of the running.
I think you got it. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, also the winner will receive a Friends Fandom Fun Pack consisting of a Friends t-shirt, a Central Perk mug, popcorn, treats, and a 12-month Netflix subscription. So there you go, which is great because Friends is going to leave Netflix at the first of the year. So I'm if you're going to watch your Friends, you got to watch it now.
And where are they going?
They're going to go to the AT&T. I think they're calling it HBO Plus.
Okay.
I think everybody's calling their Plus. Apple TV is now Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus. And
who's doing the promo? Who's doing this contest?
Frontier Communications.
Frontier. Okay.
Yeah, the cable company.
Yeah.
So there you go. Friends at 25. Can't believe it.
I can't believe it just...
We were on a break!
That's very good.
Thank you.
Very good, Ross Van Camp. It just seems strange to me that I've been an adult that long.
I know, right?
It just doesn't seem real to me.
That's kind of crazy too, isn't it?
I've been giving that one some thought.
And the one about adulting. Anyway, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Sources close to Miley Cyrus. Well, they say it was Liam Hemsworth partying, drinking, and drug use.
Wait. He's a party boy?
Well, that's what they're saying.
Would never have guessed that.
That's what the sources say.
Huh.
Yeah.
I saw Avengers, his brother turned into a party boy. His character. Not really a party boy. More of a really big beer drinker. But
this is what supposedly broke up the marriage, which is probably opposite of what you've been thinking, right?
Yeah, because I'm thinking it was Miley. You know, you never hear anything about Liam. It's like, how could poor Liam be blamed for this?
He doesn't show up in all the rag magazines.
Do you get the feeling from everything that we've reported over the years about the two of them? Now, keep in mind, we've been doing this show for 7 years. They've had a relationship for 10 of those years. It seems like it, right?
Yes.
And we've kind of been talking about them since day one, on again, off again, on again, off again. Miley when she's off and Miley when she's twerking and blah, blah, blah.
The teddy bear years.
The teddy bear years, right.
Yes.
But I always get the feeling like she rooked him into marrying her.
You think so?
Yeah, it's in my head, you know, the pictures. He doesn't look happy.
He never does look happy, no.
I've been blackmailed. Please help me. Somebody save me.
I got twerked into it.
Billy Ray's got something on me,
I guess. So a source told People that, you know, everyone's always thinks Miley's problematic and immature and hardcore partier.
Yeah.
Well, he's this chill, super cool dude.
Yeah.
Hey, but Liam parties with his friends and Miley thinks that he should have grown out of it by now.
That's a basic marital problem for people in their 20s.
Well, TMZ claims that Liam is also using certain drugs. And Miley doesn't approve.
Because I'm sure Miley has used drugs. She's talked about it. That's kind of hypocritical if she's upset about his drug use. Unless he's just like over the top.
Maybe it's certain drugs that she doesn't like.
Yeah, it might be.
She doesn't approve
maybe
of
the
certain
ones. She doesn't get to share.
Maybe.
Anyway.
All right. So, now friends of Liam, they told TMZ that Miley's people are making this up in order to hide the fact that they broke up over Miley's infidelity.
She did kiss a girl.
She did, and she liked it.
She liked it. So,
well, we guess that we don't know that she liked
this it. This is not over. This is not over.
This is not over.
In the 10 years that they were together since we started doing the show 7 years ago.
In the 10 of our seven, in their 10 and our, their 10, well, whatever.
Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
This is not over. This is not over.
No, it is
Stay
not.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. I don't know if it's a national nightmare, but it's certainly a nightmare.
Well, no, he's... It's an international nightmare because he's Australian.
Oh.
Oh. We really need to have our heads examined.
And his brother's Thor.
And his brother's Thor.
That makes it
even
more
serious. He's an actor, too. He's an actor, too. But not
Thor. His brother
is Thor. That's true.
All right. Yesterday.
Yes.
Christina Anstead posted a very pregnant photo of herself.
Oh, yeah. She's about ready to pop.
Yeah. She's in the baby-to-be's nursery.
Oh.
And she captioned it with the following... So excited to. I can't do
you
it.
You can't do her. Just do yourself.
So excited to announce that Christina. I can't do it. I'll give that up. All right. So excited to announce that Christina on the Coast has been picked up for a second season.
Oh, wow.
13 brand new episodes coming in 2020.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, HGTV, for the opportunity. And to all of you for your support. So grateful. Hashtag Christina on the Coast.
Nothing about the kid?
No. So she's very pregnant.
Yeah.
She's in the nursery.
Yeah.
And yet still, it's all about her.
It's always all about her.
Yeah.
It's always all about her. I do follow her on Instagram. Beware. Don't look at her stories because all she's doing is shilling product. Yeah.
Oh,
really? Her Instagram stories are all just big ads. Ads for this. I take this keto thing and, you know, check out this blush. And it's just like, a waste of time. Waste of time.
Oh, is she an influencer?
She's in it. You know what? Everybody wants to be an influencer. I don't know how to be an influencer because my major influence in life is how to take a nap at 12:30 every afternoon. That's my influence. Maybe
but you know what? Naps are important.
I know. Maybe we could just do like a picture of me kicked back in my Barca lounger. Watching Friends on TV.
There you go.
And dreaming about Halle Berry. Look at that.
That's about the size of your life.
And just, I wrapped it all up with a little bow today. Just a little bow.
Little bow.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.